Have you ever thought to yourself that, you know what? I have so many questions, and in the same breath with those questions, I also want to grow in my relationship with God. I don't know how to navigate these questions. I'm mad at God. I am disappointed because of certain things happening in my life, but in the same breath, I want to grow. I want to grow deeper in my roots in God. Welcome to Deeply Rooted this week with me, your host, Sinazo Goss. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So as I said, beloved, this is where we help each other grow in the faith. You know how it is. We unpack and delve into questions, everyday questions, and we answer them through the lens of the Word of God. And as I teased in the intro, we will be talking about something that is twofold, something that is on the one side, it's you wanting to grow to know God. You want to grow as a believer in Christ. You want your roots to grow deeper. But in the same breath, there's just been so many things in your walk with God that have caused you to be hurt, to be disappointed, and to have so many questions for God that you don't understand. So that's what we will be delving into this week. That's what has been laid in my heart. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. The numbers don't lie. We are growing immensely as a family, and we believe as well that your life is being transformed, and you are also growing in your faith as you listen to Deeply Rooted. So, first of all, I would just like to say thank you so much to everyone who's listening, whether you're new, whether you're a regular from day one until now. Your value and your impact to this podcast doesn't go unnoticed. And we believe as well that your life is being transformed. I get testimonies all the time of people that really speak and say, Deeply Rooted is really impacting my life. We are seeing results. So we thank the Lord for that. So first of all, let me just say, we've all been through it. We've all been through different disappointments in our walk with the Lord. We've been through different questions that we don't understand, and I, for one, can tell you that it's something that I'm also still navigating. When things don't go my way or things don't go the way I wanted, how do I then turn back to God and humble myself and trust Him? And in the same breath, I also want to grow in my relationship with God. I want to know God more. I want to be able to be someone who prays consistently. I want to read the word consistently, So two things can exist in one space. Don't think that if your walk with the Lord is one where you're consistent, you're studying the word, you're praying, then you won't have seasons or moments where you feel disappointed or you feel hurt, So two things can exist at once, but one needs to outweigh the other. And the one that needs to outweigh the other is your intimacy with God. It's your relationship with God. It's your faith in God. So don't let fear or disappointment or hurt in your walk with God outweigh your faith in God, So I would just like to say the way I'm going to navigate or go with this particular episode is just to give tips. And in those tips, I will also include, advice, pieces of advice that have worked for me in my walk with the Lord where I've been hurt or disappointed. And these tips include, I mean, these tips are tips on how to build consistent intimacy with God. So the first one, as I've always said in this podcast, is you need to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that is just the first point to having a full relationship with God where, you experience the benefits of being a child of God. You are sure, you walk with assurance, and you can speak the word of God with assurance in your life because you've accepted Christ. Because Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, no one can go to the Father except through me, right? So we know that Christ is the mediator between, God and man. No other mediator exists except for the man, Jesus Christ. So that is the first point. And you growing to be intimate with God, you need to be someone who has Jesus in their life, who has accepted Christ in their lives, in their life, right? That is very important. And there will be an episode, beloved, where we speak about the importance of the man Jesus Christ, because I do understand that a lot of us understand God in many ways. We were raised in many ways on how to understand the personhood of God, but some may not understand or know how Jesus Christ fits in and who he is as a person and his importance in our journeys. So that is an episode that you should look out for in the near future. And second, in addition to accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to seek him, right? It's very exciting. I mean, it happened to me when I was 14 years old, when I gave my life to Christ. You get very excited that, you know what, I've given my life to the Lord, whether you get baptized. I mean, I know that a lot of you have been baptized and you know the excitement that comes with baptism, you know. But with baptism, after that, after you make that decision of receiving Christ in your life, it doesn't end there. You also have to seek him consistently, seek him daily. You know, Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So basically the context of that scripture is Jesus speaking about, you know, don't worry about what you will eat. Don't worry about how your life will be sorted out. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your future. Basically, because God knows that you need these things and he wants to provide them for you. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So you need to be someone that seeks first God and his kingdom, not what he has to provide. Obviously, we all have needs. Obviously, we all have dreams and visions and everything that we want for ourselves and our futures. But the first point when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior should be seeking him. So you need to seek him and his kingdom. And you know what? The beautiful thing about this is that God is not in hiding. You know, when we seek him, it's not like hide and seek where God is hiding. Now you have to find him because he's hiding. He's not in hiding, because the book of Jeremiah says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, you will seek him and find him if you seek him with all your heart. You know, so God is not in hiding. God is there and he wants you to find him. He wants you to know him, you know, to know his magnitude, to know, you know, the size of the God that you serve, the character of God, to know his personality. You know, God has a personality. You know, God, you can look at God as someone, not to reduce him to a person. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is he's got feelings. He's got a personality. He's got a character. He's got love languages. You know, that's a beautiful topic I'd like to delve into as well in the near future. God's love languages. God has love languages. And we see those in his word. So God wants you to seek him. And I know that seeking him, you know, you seek him in different ways. And I'll talk about this, you know, in the points that are coming. But I know that seeking him, sometimes there's just so many things that prevent us from seeking him. And I really feel like it should be a prayer of every believer that we should pray to want to seek him, to have the desire to seek him. You know, when we accept him as Lord and Savior, when we know that now we've given our lives to Christ and we have a relationship with God, it shouldn't just end there. We should seek him, right? And we should pray that, God, please give me a desire to seek you. I want to be excited about seeking you. I want to be eager about seeking you. So second step, as I said, in order to grow in intimacy with God, I said first step, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Secondly, seek him. And trust me, when you seek him, you will find him. That's what the book of Jeremiah says. If you seek him, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart. So seek him, and seek him. And then the third step in growing and in building your intimacy with God is seeking him through prayer. Prayer is a very important part of our journey, beloved. You know, without prayer, we can literally not do anything. You know, I mean, a lot of people have said that praying immediately and instantly makes them feel better. You know, when you pray, you feel better. You feel like everything is going to be okay, because that's just the medium we have to communicate with God. You know, God cannot be here physically. Unfortunately, with us, we are not the generation that saw Jesus walking on earth. You know, some wish that they were that they were alive at the time, but unfortunately now we are in 2025 and God exists with us in spirit. You know, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit. He promised that he would send the Holy Spirit to live with us, you know, to live inside of us. So when you receive, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You know, you pray for the Holy Spirit and he lives and he manifests himself inside of you. So we seek him through prayer. You know, the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. So you need to be always in a posture of prayer. You know, people look at prayer sometimes as a very spiritual activity where you have to, like, you know, speak certain words, have a certain accent, you know, be dressed in a certain way. But prayer is simply just communication with God. That's why the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. I mean, you can be walking in the office, you can be walking in school and be praying, because it's literally a relationship with God, and God is all knowing. You know, whether God is not in front of you, whether you're not opening your mouth to speak all the time, but you need to always have a heart posture of prayer, you know, where you are always communicating your feelings with God, where you are talking to God inside of you. You know, I mean, God wants that kind of relationship with us, so that when you set time aside to pray in your room, at church or wherever, it's not something new. You're not a stranger. You are dwelling in the presence of God. That's why the book of Psalm 91 says, those who dwell in the shadow of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, so you need to be someone who dwells, and dwelling in the shelter of the Most High, you know, is you having a heart posture of prayer, where you are always praying in your heart, where you're always speaking to God. You know, whether it's about the most smallest things that seem like they don't matter, you know, the way you would speak to a friend. And thankfully, God is a friend. He's a faithful friend that is always there, unlike your friends that you have here on earth that are always busy, let's say, with their things, with their own lives. You talk to them from time to time, but God is omnipresent. He's always with you at all times, so you can talk to him at all times and tell him how you feel and what's going on in your heart, what's going on around you, every question that you may have. You know, that's the kind of relationship that God wants us to have with him, where you have a heart posture of prayer. You know, and as I said, prayer doesn't have to be formal sounding with fancy words or anything of that nature. You know, even when you are angry at God, you know, I mentioned this in the intro, that sometimes we go through disappointing times where you are praying and you're hoping and you end up being disappointed, maybe because God has a different plan and a better plan for you. But because you had envisioned this particular plan for your own life, now you don't understand how things didn't go the way that you desired. You know, there are many people, for example, in the book of Psalm 13, the people that wrote those psalms, like, for example, the book of Psalm 13, is someone that was very angry at God. You know, someone that was very, very angry at God. It's someone that questioned God and told him that, you know what, God, I don't understand the way you do things. Sometimes I feel like you're failing at your job. Imagine telling God that. But God wants that kind of relationship with him. He wants us to have that kind of relationship where you're honest and open, and you're telling him that, God, I'm angry. I don't understand how I was hoping and wishing that things would go this way, but then they didn't, you know. So it's very much acceptable for you to be as real as possible with God. And that's what builds your relationship with God the most. You being real, you being honest. You don't have to sound formal. You don't have to, you know, be overly spiritual or overly religious. You know, you can have a relationship with God that is as authentic as that, where it's like you're speaking to your friend. And you have permission to do this, because, I mean, Jesus said in the book of John chapter 15 verse 15 that he doesn't call us his servants, he calls us his friends. You know, he was speaking to his disciples saying that. So Naati, as people who have accepted Christ, we are also his disciples, right? So that also applies to us. So he calls us his friends, so we can talk to him like he's our friend. Make Jesus your best friend. And that is having a heart posture of prayer. Whether you're in a meeting, whether you're at the office, whether you're at school, wherever you are, have a heart posture of prayer where you're always talking to God and telling him about everything and anything. You know, that's how, and he also communicates back with you, you know, and that's how he speaks. He speaks through his word. When you know his word, that's how you will know that, okay, you know what, the voice that is speaking to me, that is the voice of God. You know, so that's just another thing that's important in building intimacy with God. Prayer, seek him through prayer, and lay your heart bare during prayer. You know, lay your heart bare during prayer. Tell God about your disappointments. Tell God about your feelings, how angry you are, how you have these questions and how you don't understand. Tell God about the random person that made you mad at work, that, you know what, God, I don't understand how that girl said this, this and that to me. You know, so seek God through prayer. Pray without ceasing. And praying without ceasing is a heart posture of prayer, where you talk to God about everything and anything. So prayer is extremely paramount, you know, in our walk with God, because that's the way in which we communicate with God and have fellowship with God. You know, last week we hosted Bishop Benjamin Dube, and he mentioned that it's not enough to just have a relationship with God, you know, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, but it's also important to have fellowship with God. So fellowship is an extremely important part of our journeys with the Lord. And another way in which you can, another tip in which you can build your relationship with God is through fasting. Fasting is a very intimate and sacred way in which you can build your relationship with God. And basically, in a nutshell, if I could explain it in a nutshell, the main reason to fast is to starve the flesh in order to awaken your spirit man, right? So when you fast, you don't need to look at it or take it as a hunger strike where you're just putting food aside and just waiting, looking at your clock, waiting for the time where you break your fast. No, it's very intentional. It's an intentional time of prayer where you're intentional. For example, what I do during my fasting, when I fast, I decide that at the beginning of every hour, at the start of every hour, I started with prayer, right? And then I study the word. And then at the beginning of the next hour, I do the same thing, you know, so that I see that, you know what, I'm not just starving myself. I'm taking intentional time to seek the Lord, because when you fast to seek the Lord, and you also fast to loosen strongholds. You know, there's a scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 6 to 7, that speaks about that. That speaks about, you know, how fasting is important to loose strongholds, you know. So that is very important, you know. I just like to read this chapter, this verse, you know. It says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke?" So that is Isaiah chapter 58. Verse 6 to 7. So it speaks about the importance, one of the important reasons why we fast. We fast because we want to loose chains, break yokes. You know, that's how we seek God and seek Him in our secret place. And that's how He shows up, you know, through fasting and prayer. I mean, Jesus said when the disciples wanted to cast out a demon out of someone and they couldn't. And then Jesus said, this kind doesn't come out just by prayer, but it comes out by fasting and prayer. So there are certain things in your life, for example, whether it's things that have been tied, or whatever chains that have been tied in the spirit, the way to break them is through fasting. You know, the way to break them is through fasting, where you fast and you pray and you seek God, and that's where God, you know, shows up in those particular situations. And also when you need guidance from God, you know, on what kind of choice to make, and just to grow closer to God and to hear God's voice and to grow in your relationship with the Lord, fasting is a very important part of our journeys with God and how to build intimacy with God. And another way to grow in intimacy with God is through fellowship with other believers. You know, I had an episode like a couple of weeks ago talking about God's opinion on people who say, I left church, I didn't leave God, you know. And I just basically, the nutshell of that episode was just to highlight how important it is and how we are, you know, commanded in scripture to not neglect fellowship with other believers. It is very important to fellowship with other believers, because you cannot grow as a one-man island. You know, for example, think about this. If you're on your own in the house, right, and you're going through something, you don't have people to pray for you. You don't have people that can speak life to you and tell you that, you know what, I once went through what you're going through, and look at me now, you know, I'm over it. You know, God helped me through it, go through it, you know. So that is one of the reasons why it's important to have fellowship with believers. You cannot be someone who stays at home and doesn't fellowship with other believers. It is unbiblical, and you cannot grow in your intimacy with God when you don't fellowship with other believers. You know, instead, the enemy wants to isolate you. You know, the enemy wants to isolate you so that you feel like you're all alone. You feel like you're the only person going through what you're going through. And there are certain revelations that you'll never get by sitting at home, but you will only get them through God speaking, you know, through someone, through a pastor or through a speaker at church. So it's very important. And also when it comes to prayer, you know, for example, in the book of Acts, it is mentioned that when Peter was in jail, the church prayed for him, believers prayed for him, and God showed up while he was in prison. So that's another reason that makes it very, very important to, you know, have fellowship with other believers, gathering with other believers, having church, because the Bible says also when two or more gathered, God is in their midst. You know, so you can be assured that when you are with other believers gathered in the name of the Lord, God will be there in your midst and He will show up. You know, and when you pray, you know, together as believers praying for someone, whether it's praying for you in your kind of situation where you need prayer, you will know for sure that God will show up, because I mean, He showed up for Peter while he was in jail, while the church was praying for him. So it's very, very important also to have fellowship with other believers if you want to grow in intimacy in your relationship with God. And last but not least, worship is also another part of growing in your intimacy with God. It's an important part of growing in your intimacy with God. You know, so worship is obedience, first of all. Let's just start there before we get to the music part. Worship is obedience. It's having a heart posture of having reverence for God and acknowledgement for God, who He is, what He's done, you know, just acknowledging Him and being in awe and beholding Him in His glory, in who He is, in what He's done, in His word, in the way He's shown up in your life, you know. So when you have that heart posture in whatever you do, you have a heart posture of being a worshiper. That's what a worshiper is, acknowledging who God is, you know, being in awe of Him and beholding Him, you know. So that is an extremely important part of growing in your walk with God, worshiping also in song. It's very important, for example, to take time and be intentional, you know, because I'm someone that's very intentional, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in fasting, whether it's in worshiping, just setting time aside, because we get busy, guys, whether it's in school or work or whatever. We are just an occupied generation, especially if you stay like in a busy city like Joburg, because I stay in Joburg. Joburg is very busy, you know. If I'm not at work, I have to be at church. If I'm not at church, I'm meeting up with a friend, you know. But you need to be someone, if you want to grow in your intimacy with God, you need to be someone that is very intentional about growing in your intimacy with God. Setting time, you know, having reminders on your phone, you know, setting the alarm that, you know what, at 12 to 1, I'm setting this hour to pray. Or from 1 to 2, I'm setting this hour to be in worship, you know. And one thing about worship that helps, I mean, one thing that is extremely important about worship is the fact that in the midst of everything that you're going through in your life, you have God at the forefront of your mind. Worship and putting on worship music that glorifies God and reminds you of how good God is, reminds you that no matter what I'm going through, God has been good in my life. You know, God is bigger than whatever I'm going through. You know, God is worthy to be praised despite of the problems and things that I'm going through. You know, so that is a very, very important part of growing in your intimacy with God. Don't neglect worship. Don't neglect putting on that worship music, you know, just basking in worship, praying to God, telling Him how good He is, telling Him how grateful you are for Him, you know. So that is an extremely important part of growing in your worship, I mean, in your intimacy with God. So that's what I have for you today, beloved. And I know it's not easy. All of these tips that I've given have helped me in my walk with the Lord. I'm 25 years old now and I'm growing and I'm loving, you know, being in my relationship with God. And as I said in the first point where I said the first point is accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, right? The second point is seeking Him. And we need to have a desire to seek God, and we need to pray for the desire, because there's so many things that, you know, take our attention away, whether it's social media, whether it's work or whatever, but we need to pray to God. And I've seen God do it, you know, where you wake up, you know, in the middle of the night or whenever, and you just feel that desire where you want to worship, where you want to pray, where you want to study the word. So God can do it. When you pray, God gives it to you. I mean, the Bible says, you know, blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, because they will be filled. So when you are hungry and you pray to God and you tell Him that, God, you know what, I'm lazy to read the Bible, I'm lazy to pray, I'm lazy to worship, tell Him that you want to get to a place where you actually want to be eager to worship and to seek God in prayer and to, you know, do all of these things, to fast. Tell God that you want this, and God will literally do it. Because I mean, as I read in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, God says, you know, I mean, the writer says, if you seek Him with all your heart, you will find Him. God is not in hiding. You know, He wants to give us these things so that we grow in our intimacy with Him. So I think, NJ, just in closing, I would just like to say also, as much as we grow in our intimacy with God, it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, while you're wanting to grow in your intimacy with God, but there's so many questions you have. You're hurt, you're angry, you're disappointed. And as I said, there's nothing wrong with expressing that, you know, when it comes to your relationship with God. There's nothing wrong with expressing that to God and being really angry, like not even acting, where you're actually angry and telling God that, God, I'm mad. I don't understand why this and this and this is happening in my life. Tell God that. Tell Him how you feel about Him, you know, about, you know, what He's allowing in your life. Tell Him. Because I mean, people, for example, I don't believe it was a mistake that we saw psalmists writing, for example, in the book of Psalm 13, where the psalmist was really angry at God, asking God questions, you know. So it's very important for you to be authentic in those questions and be real and raw with God and tell Him that, I don't understand, God, I don't like this, I don't want this to happen, you know. Tell Him that. And in telling Him that, I would like to say, as I said right at the beginning, that two things can exist at once, where you are wanting to be hungry for God, you are wanting to grow in your intimacy with God, but at the same time, you have questions, you're disappointed, you know, you're going through all these things. And with that, just don't allow that side, you know, the latter, which is basically the disappointment and the hurt, don't allow that side to, you know, outweigh your intimacy with God. Always make sure that your faith is above, you know, the disappointment and the hurt. So whether you're angry at God, whether you're mad and you don't want to talk to him, but always come back to a place of saying, God, but I need you, because there's no other person who can give me life and life in abundance like you will, you know. So at all times, make sure you come back to that place of saying, God, I'm angry at you, but I still need you. And God will hold you. God will hold your heart as fragile as it is, and he will bring you back to a place where you feel like you're in a solid rock, you know. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says that when we stand on Christ, we are standing on the solid rock. So when you come to him as broken and as disappointed and as hurt as you are, but also telling him that you need him and you want to grow in your intimacy with him, God will help you. He will help you mend your heart. He will sometimes give you the answer to the questions that you have about the situations in your life. You know, he will speak to your situation. The Holy Spirit will do that when you are seeking him in prayer, when you're seeking him through his word, you know. And that's another important thing to do, you know, when you seek him through his word. Study the Word of God. It's very important to study the Word of God, and also pray, as I said, pray to have the desire to study the Word of God, because the Word of God is the one that gives us direction. You know, the book of Psalm chapter 119 says the Word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. You know, so that is very important as well, you know, with the tips that I gave, to study the Word of God and be intentional and say, okay, you know what, from this time to this time, I will study the Word of God, because it literally gives us direction. All the answers of life are in the Word of God, you know. So that's another important thing when it comes to studying the Word of God. Very, very important. So I'm really praying for you, beloved. It's not easy. As I said, it's also something that I am navigating sometimes, having certain questions for God and just feeling disappointed and not understanding how things happen the way they do, you know. But God, sometimes, a lot of the time, he does give us answer to some questions that we have, you know, as to why things happen the way they did. But one thing, if there's anything I would like you to take away from this episode, is that please don't let that side of disappointment and hurt take you away from God. Because when you're away from God, you know, you will see yourself trying to find solace and comfort in other places and people. And other places and people will disappoint you, you know, by leaving you, or just leaving you in the desert without water, or, you know, just hurting you. But one thing for sure is that God is a consistent part of your life, and he's always there, and God stands on his word. One thing about God, he respects his word. So if he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, you can rest assured and trust that, you know what, I'm here, and God is a God of many promises, and he fulfills his promises. And when I'm in him, I have life, because Jesus says he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, and he has life. He gives life, and life in abundance. So that's what I would just like you to take away from this, that please, more than anything, stay in God. Keep on seeking God, no matter how painful it is, how disappointed you are. All the answers you will get from him. All the comfort and the healing you'll get from him, you know, and all the growth in your relationship with him will come from him. And trust me, it's so fulfilling to be in right standing with God and to grow and be in consistent intimacy with God. It's so fulfilling. So it's something I'm praying that we all grow to have. It's not easy. You pray for the desire to have it, and God grants it to you. So thank you so, so much for listening in. We are growing immensely as a family, as I said. So keep sharing, you know, Deeply Rooted. Keep subscribing, and just keep telling people about Jesus and the good works he is doing in your life. So we've come to the end of today's episode. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. I mean, there's so many other podcasts under Sowetan. There's SL Cabinet, there's Taking Rams by the Horns, so do check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.